catch you when you come back or whatever. I got to just stop real quick at Dakota's place of employment, drop something off at his truck, and then head back to the shop and eat my olive burger. But, yeah, as far as the fiber goes, I'm probably going to go to it at some point. I've just been really pleased with the T-Mobile internet. And so, you know, it's so cheap. I'm just like, you know, why not? But I'll probably switch back. Well, I don't know. I mean, right now, it's just that carrier-grade NAT thing that's driving me up the wall. If it weren't for that, there'd be no question. I'd just stay with the T-Mobile internet. But even if I get rid of the, or even if I switch to the fiber, I'll probably just keep the T-Mobile as a failover. They got a $10 failover internet service. For $10, you can. I got a router that supports the automatic failover, hot standby. And if I ever have a failure, it can switch over to that. And at the rate I use the internet, it's give me about 5 days worth of internet. So, you know, most outages are going to be a day or two, so it'd be more than sufficient.